It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
You bet. A big day on Dad Joke Friday here on The Tracy Show, as we always enjoy bringing you some fun and frivolity on a Friday morning. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, good morning, Heath. Happy fun and frivolity Friday. Say that one.
Right. I love it. Well, kick us off. What do you got for a good dad joke here today?
Oh, man. Did you hear about the truck carrying Hawaiian flower necklaces that overturned on the highway?
No, I hadn't heard about this.
Oh, expect delays.
Delays. All over the place. Oh, boy. Hey, what's the world's longest punctuation mark?
The world's longest punctuation mark. I don't know what.
It's the 100-yard dash.
Oh, Heath, did you hear that the beach, did you hear the one about the Beach Boys walking into a bar?
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, they just said, round, round. Get around. I get around. Get around.
That's good when the Beach Boys come. You don't have to buy any drinks.
Yep.
What's it mean when you find four horseshoes, Greg?
Oh, I have no idea. What does it mean?
Well, it means some poor horse is walking around in just his socks.
Oh, poor guy.
Poor horsey.
Oh, well, did you know, Heath, the only trustworthy person to keep a secret is actually your husband?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he can't repeat it since he didn't listen in the first place.
I can't remember a darn thing. All the ladies appreciate that one.
Yeah. Well, going the other way this time. Yeah, usually I'm pretty hard on him.
Right. So here's my second sock joke of the day. The other day I caught my neighbors stealing socks off my clothesline.
Uh-oh.
And I was going to confront him, but I got cold feet.
Need my socks.
Dang it anyway.
Did you hear about the farmer who drowned in chickpeas?
I hadn't heard this either.
Oh, yeah. The police suspected it was a homicide.
Oh, boy. That's homicide. A good one. I like that. Why was the broom late for school?
Oh, I don't know. Why was the broom late for school?
Because Z overswept.
Aww. Oh, man. Well, I've been advised recently to take evening classes to help with my habit of mixing up metaphors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but to be honest, at my age, I think that bird has sailed.
Oh, boy. maybe better take that class. Oh, shoot. Hey, well, how do they serve food in space, Greg?
How do they serve? I don't know how.
In satellite dishes.
Of course. I should have known that.
Duh.
Oh, man. Well, the other day, a man asked me for a dollar, and I told him I only carry big bills.
Oh?
Yeah, he asked for one of those, and I actually gave him my food bill.
Yeah, right. Here's the grocery bill, buddy. Good luck with that. I've got a buddy who found out that the woman he married was a witch, so he filed for divorce right away.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, now she's his ex-wife.
Here's one for the maybe the third graders in our life. Why did the clock get kicked out of class?
Why did the clock get kicked out of class? I'm not sure.
Well, it was talking too much.
Oh, boy. I like that one. Well, last night we were having a drink, and Heather says, "I love you." I asked her, "Is that the wine speaking?" She said, "Oh, you're here? I was talking to the wine."
Aww.
Take it anyway.
Oh, well, you know, my mom always used to say 40 is the new 30.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, lovely woman, but banned from driving.
Yeah, no kidding. Too many speeding tickets. Well, I was playing tag with the kids the other day, and they made me wear a murderous clown mask. And I asked them, what's up with this?
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No, they said, you're it.
Heath, what do you call a muscular pumpkin?
A muscular pumpkin? I'm not sure.
A jacked-o-lantern.
Jacked-o-lantern.
Jacked. Jacked. Jacked-o-lantern. Jacked.
I like that one. Let's see here. Why is it so hard to pass a test in magician school?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about that one either.
There's just so many trick questions.
Be on the lookout for those. Heath, did you hear about the new squirrel diet fad?
The new squirrel diet fad? No, I hadn't heard this one.
Yeah, it's just nuts.
Oh, boy. Oh, my poor buddy was being held hostage by a swarm of mosquitoes, Greg.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had to call in the SWAT team. SWAT.
Man. Oy. I only have one more for the day.
Okay.
You'll never guess what Elsa did to the balloon.
Oh, no, what?
She let it go.
Good Frozen joke there. All right, last one for me then, too. It's a good old-fashioned knock-knock joke. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Swans.
Swans who?
No, they don't, but owls do.
Oh, man.
There you go.
That always gets me. You know, you mentioned the swan who joke, and you know, the classic one that has been making the rounds here recently is, you know, you go up to someone and say, they say you sound like an owl. Then the person goes, who?
Yep, sure do. You fell right into my trap. Oh, yes. Can't beat a good dad joke on Dad Joke Friday on the Tracy Show, courtesy of Prairie View Senior Living.